Yo, welcome back to the bot between me and you. You already know what it is. Solar eclipse time. How's everyone doing, man? Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. I fucking forgot how the shit goes. It's the bot between me and you, episode 172. It's your boy, Young Ball Bully, Bullshit Bully, DJ. If you know, you know. How's everyone doing? Good morning, good afternoon. Good evening. Did anybody see the solar eclipse? I try to see it. I try to watch it. I try to enjoy it. I was working, getting paid for it. It was fun. It was fun seeing. To me, it was fun seeing it go dark and get light. And I also was watching on YouTube, like a nerd, like watching that damn, I can't even shout them out because I don't even know what new. I don't even know what. I don't even know what it was called and shit. But I was watching that shit from Mexico all the way. That shit was like cool and shit. See how it got dark light. And I'm upstate New York, which like yo, that ass. How? How was it cloud? How? No, boom, upstate New York. New Jersey, tri-state area, right? Because I dig a lot. I seen a lot of this. I seen a lot of these posts. What was I gonna say? I'm seeing a lot of these posts. Nice day, beautiful fucking Monday, beautiful April 8th, beautiful, fucking beautiful, right? Fucking beautiful. We're like, oh, we're definitely about to see it. Around like 12:30, 1 o'clock, clouds just started coming. Cause I seen people in New Jersey talk about like around like 1:31, clouds started coming. Yo, but you could see that it got dark and then light and God damn it. That's that though, man. It was beautiful, man. It was good to see. It was something. I just say it was beautiful because it was just good to see. It was just, yo, it literally looked like a fucking Fortnite event. Like I stepped outside, you could see people like on all like you could see people outside. You know why people was outside. People just standing like this. It's like a beautiful thing to see and witness like people go outside and just try to see something that you might not never be alive for to see again. Or something they said that this next one won't happen until 2020 2045, which is like damn. Kinda glad I try to witness this shit. I think the last time I seen one I was They said one happened in 2017, but we didn't get to see it because that one came from like California to like Pennsylvania. That shit came from like California to like Florida. This one came from like Mexico up to like Maine and shit like that way and shit. So people in like California watching, they probably didn't even see the shit at all. Like who cares about it and shit? But I think the last time I seen that was like 8th or 9th grade. I seen one and stuff. Maybe 10th, maybe beginning of high school. Long time, long. But it was great, man. Literally like a Fortnite event. I seen somebody posted that, and I was like, so credit to them. And I was like, yo, that shit is facts, man. That shit was literally like a Fortnite event. Everybody outside just waiting for some shit to happen. Oh man, but man, how was everybody week? And man, we got a big week to get to. I know if you know, you know. I know. I've been quiet. I had to zip it up. I'm here to talk. You know, it's no more crying. I'm not crying no more. Let me go put some lotion on my face because I think my face is a little bit dry. I've been a little tearing up and stuff, you know. Great sports week. Sad music news. We got fucking this shit. Yo, it's the bot between me and you. Episode 172. You already know. Let's fucking get into it. Yo. We're just gonna get into it off the rip, off the jump. Cole. First, let's get into the album. Let's get into the album. Cole dropped the album. Boom. Might delete later. I don't even know where to start because after this news, it's like, yo. Everybody know I'm a Cole fan. Like I'm a Cole. Like when I say this, people know. Eminem, Cole, No order, because people are about to say, what the fuck? Eminem, Cole, Sue Surf, Joe Budden. Is there another one? Nah, those rappers. I would defend those rappers. Like, those are my favorite rappers. Sometimes DMX used to be one of my favorite rappers. Oh, and Cassidy. Like, sometimes Cassidy. I fuck with you. I used to think Cassidy, when Arsenal said that shit about Cassidy, like, yo, I used to think that you was bad and all. I used to argue with niggas about that shit, too. Like, I never knew who Hov was until, like, I was, like, 17 or 16. Then, like, my friends started, like, obviously I heard him, but I didn't start, like, it's like, yo, bull, how you listen to, you need to listen to Hov and shit. And I'm like, oh, okay, because he's talking about how, you know, but, like, I just like the life shit, you know, the struggle life shit. He was always just talking about hustling and getting money and shit. Yeah, niggas was doing that shit, too, but, like, how life was, like, and shit's like, different story there, okay, here and there. But Cole, album. I wasn't mad at the fucking album. Wasn't. Great album. No, not great. Great mixtape. Because this is a mixtape. Album's coming. We heard it on the one of the tracks when he was like, oh, album's still fucking coming. Whatever. Boom. I had mad fucking. I can't even address that album how I wanted to address it now after hearing what J. Cole said. Yes, we know what J. Cole said. But yes, let me get into the fucking album. I gave the album a 7.9 out of 10. Because I could tell, like, and I do believe Daylight, when Daylight said, yo, probably a few songs was probably recorded before Kendrick even said anything. Like, let's be real. We could tell that some songs wasn't, remember I said he was going to do the add-on song to Crocodile Tales? The song is way better in the album because of how it comes on. I forgot what song is above it, but how it comes on, I think that song is like flows way better because like, boom, like how that V starts like, okay, whatever. The second half, mid, all right, good, it's all right. It's not like obviously the first half is fire, but the mid, but I could just tell on some of these tracks he might have, Cole, listen, between me, Cole, we're talking about between me and you, all right, fuck all these other things. This section is between me and you, bro, me and you, all right? Mixtape was great, great, nice, we know you was doing, boom, you just wanted to put something out, you know what, I got some little tiny shits that I wasn't even thinking about throwing the album. Oh, boom, now I got some place to throw this. Now I can hold all for my fucking album, right, for a little bit. Like, oh, boom, let me go throw this out. Bro, some of those jabs, we're like, yeah. Like, to me, people would say, like, oh, he's jabbing. I think you caught him with, like, you hit him. Like, this, like, if you was throwing this, like, I could hear the shots to Future. I don't really hear it to Drake. I don't know if, like, it was to Drake. Maybe some of this stuff was. But I could hear the Future Drake. Into like basically like to everybody, but I can hear like him like coming at Future, but it might have been Future and Drake. I don't know what song it was, probably one or two. Intro the second song. I don't know. I can't. This shit. I'm all fucked up in the head right now. I'm telling you, I've been crying all day. It's not. It's cold between me and you. I've been crying all day. But no, I just gave it a 7.9 because I could tell that. Even if you was going to put this out, you rushed it to put it out. Like, even though in the scene, like, it, now we understand why, for you, Cole, yeah, you had a festival, but, nigga, festival? Festival's not like a tour, nigga. You just about to go on stage and sing, nigga, but, that's all I'm going to say. So, it's like, you could have released something the second 2 days, but you was like, yo, you know what? Let me rush and finish this up. Can anybody agree with me now after saying? This is why I like when I do, we always say, this is why I like when I do my podcast. My podcast is, we wait a few days. You know, it might be like a whole week, you know? Obviously, on the time I'm recording and by the time I drop. So, like I said, like a few days and shit. Handful of days. You know, digest, think. He's saying some shit. He's coming at it. To me, people saying like a jab. It's like one of those, like, you know how you hit the nigga so hard. It's like, oh, the nigga stumbles. Like, oh, shit, now, like. Yeah, now what you gonna do? Oh shit! Like, are you gonna like fight back? Are you gonna try to fight back? Are you gonna be like, yo, Damn, so you really hit me like that fucking hard and shit, or you're just gonna fucking give up running shit? You know? Not like really a two piece, but and not like a jab, but it's like one in oh, nah, that wasn't a haymaker, but that was just like a little, you better chill the fuck out. You better chill the fuck out. It's like, yo, you know one of them shits, like, now when you think about it, when you look at the whole picture after all this shit, now it's like one of them shits, like, I was gonna say mush, but it's like one of them, like, you ever seen videos like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You know when, like, this mixtape was like, when Nipsey was like, yo, nigga, what this, nigga, shut the fuck up. And the niggas was holding him back and shit was like, yo. The 7 because the 7 minute drill and shit, like, I literally thought it was gonna be 7 minutes. And then I'm like, yo, 7 minute drill. Then I'm like, oh yeah, the 7 minute drill and stuff. It's like what you could get done in 7 minutes and stuff. But I didn't know that until my second listen, because I'm like, no. So I listened to it, then the next song came on, then I was like, wait, why the next song came on? Then I replayed it and I was like, wait, this shit's only 3 minutes. How's the 7 minute drill? Then I was like, and then it just like, by the end of the song, it just like caught my head. And it's like, what you could do in 7 minutes. And it's like, all right, cool, great. That's what I said. It's like, yo, one of them shots was, yo, nigga, you gotta chill the fuck out. That's what I was like, 7.9. I could tell that he rushed it. Like, to me, I could tell that he rushed the album putting it out. I mean, the mixtape putting it out. Because he still got the album come, unless this is an album, but who knows. You know, love. I like it. I like it. I'm a Kofi. Like, I like it. It's not one of what I would say one of his top five projects for me that I like. But I like this. This is not bad. This is not just like, this is to me, to everybody, it should just be like some shit like, all right, Matt Cole. All right, oh yeah, Cole, yeah, fuck with that thing. And everybody's like, Cole just slapping this nigga. Like, some people say, oh, that's nice, but it's like, Cole got an album, but Cole said he got an album to come out. So why put all this, all what I'm going to say into this shit, what I might delete later? Because what if he did delete this later? So now whoever bought it, the only people that got it, and then like, what if he deleted it all off of YouTube? So now the only people that can have this mixtape is the people that actually bought it if it did come to the DSPs and stuff. Smart, right? Oh my gosh. Damn, bull, you're fucking smart. You're saying some crazy, outrageous shit right now. What this nigga do? Was that the next day? Was that the next day? Sorry, I'm getting loud, but was that the next day? Because we all woke... No, we don't... Did anybody fucking know? No, because that was Sunday, right? Because we all woke up... Oh, yeah, dude, today's Tuesday. I'm bugging. Because we all seen that shit... Did that shit happen Sunday night? I don't know what fucking day happened, but yo, boom, Monday when the eclipse and all the dumb shit was happening. This nigga J. Cole fucking apologized. And one thing before we get into this J. Cole apologizing shit, did niggas just start making a fucking podcast when this beef started? Like, I'm starting to see all this shit about these, I don't know if they're music podcasts. Like my algorithm don't even be like that. Like, cause I don't even be searching shit. But it's like, I'm like, I never even seen this shit. I know niggas probably never seen my shit, but we've been around since 2019. We had 172 episodes. We had ups and downs. You know, shit going on. We do this for free. We do get this. We do that. But that's all y'all need to know. Between me and you, just follow me, like, subscribe. But getting back to J. Cole apologizing, Cole, you let me down. At first, when I'm starting to think, I'm like, oh, Cole. At first, I'm like, when I first see it, like, boom. I'm like, oh, he basically, like, at first, I'm like joking around, like, oh, he's probably, like, apologizing to fucking Joe Budden. But Joe Budden was like, ah, what if, like, more, like, whatever and stuff. And we're going to get to that, too, and shit about Joe and shit. Like, some of y'all niggas. I want to talk to other niggas and shit. Y'all niggas is weirdos. But, like, how? Just why do you think you needed to apologize? Because people respected, because people wanted more from you and you didn't give them more. But your real friends and your real fans know, yo, you got, like, when I seen this came, I was like, oh, this is not the Fallout. I know he got, and I'm listening to it, and I forgot what song was, but whatever song it was, he announced, like, yeah, and the Fallout is still coming, like, and I'm like, oh, yeah, so he still got this. He still got an album coming. He got more music coming. He's going to fucking trash you on. So my thing is, we about to take this shit's about to go everywhere like a Rubik's Cube until we figure out how to figure out this puzzle. All right? You didn't make a bad mixtape. It's just the what the Kendrick fans wanted and what like the not the really, let's just say like the people who like who think that oh Cole could be the best or whatever thing, and then like you come out with this and it's like, wait, are you dissing him? Are you not? Blah blah. Like you leaving the people who's not a fan of hip hop and beef and music and know what the fuck is going on to be like to know like, oh yeah, this is light. Like this is a round. This is a battle round. Other people is like, oh, this is trash. Oh, he's fucking trash. Oh, fucking, this is whack. Wait, what are y'all talking about? This nigga. This ain't all, this is just, you know, this is a few songs here, boom, shots there, like, what are y'all talking about? Calm down. It's just, go, listen to it. Cole didn't even give niggas, Cole, you didn't even give niggas enough time to listen to it, to digest it, to, for, I did, because I knew, I was like, oh, at first I'm like, then the second through, I'm like, okay, I'm honest. Yeah, he got more shit coming. Obviously, you can't throw all of it now because you got an album, right? That's coming, right? That could get a Grammy. Maybe he might do a song on there that's like that could hit an Oscar. So you tell me you drop an album with a diss record that could possibly have a song for an Oscar or a Grammy or something? Yeah, we're just saying, right? So why not save that for that, right? That's what I'm thinking as a fan. It's like, yeah, you, Cole, we know you coming with more, nigga. Nigga, let them niggas say what they want to say, like, whatever, shit. Like, yeah, Cole, we know what you talk about. And the one thing, Cole, I am going to say, though, the Pimpin' Butterfly is my shit, though. And the one thing you should apologize for was like, you know what? You should have just apologized for some of the things that you might have said. Like, you know what? I ain't really trying to take this nowhere instead of to like the... You know what? J. Cole, you need an interpreter. I think I know what J. Cole was saying. Yo, I ain't trying to take this nowhere past the streets. Right? And I just want to let you know, yo, Kendrick, I'm sorry because like I do have a lot of albums or mixtapes, whatever, that like is like kind of like sleepy. It's kind of like boring. To like, if you're not a fan of like the little the walking down the street type of shit, like you listen to J. Cole, like when you're walking down the street, are you going home from school? Now that's my nigga. I don't give a fuck. J. Cole's my nigga, but it's like, damn, I was this close to putting you over M. M's my favorite rapper. M's still going diss y'all. I just, Cole, between me and you, I just need to know why you do it. Did you get a phone call? Right? And I just want everybody to know, y'all listening, right? Y'all listening at this fucking kid go rant, right? Bully go rant. Why everybody mad at J. Cole? Why everybody mad at J. Cole for apologizing? Why everybody mad at, oh, J. Cole don't want to continue the beef no more? You want to fall back and shit. Why y'all think that? Why are so people so upset about this? Oh, I don't want to rap no more. I'm good. Why? Yeah, that's the chair squeaking. Don't worry. We're in process of getting a new one, y'all. You know, you know. Cole. Why you think people are mad and upset about you doing this? I don't gotta talk to them. Cause they know. They know why they upset. Cause they know you're the fucking best rapper. You're the fucking best. You're the best. And it's like, wait, hold on. You're about to back down. You 50 hits. Niggas is saying something, nigga, that niggas know, like, yeah, Kendrick does make hits. He makes this. Yeah, you got Drake that does this. The light skinned nigga, pretty nigga get bitches. You the dreadhead nigga with the fucked up teeth. You got the other nigga, short nigga that be out there in Cali and shit. Yeah, you dealing tough. But niggas know. Yeah, niggas make fun of you. Like, oh, you always cater to the fucking college kids, backpacking, blah, blah. But niggas know you can rap, bro. Do niggas make fun of anything else you do? Niggas only make fun of, if niggas do, niggas make fun of, like, the clothes you wear and the type of songs you make. Do niggas say anything about your rapping? Has any song that you fucking rap that niggas said that this was trash or this is not good? Besides, like, we're talking about people that, like, know, like, rap. Like, let's be real. I'm talking about, like, your rap. So it's not like your even I was gonna say, like, a Love Yours song, like, what's that, FMD, whatever. Not like, we're talking about, like, the songs that you rap, like January 28th, like them fucking songs, like when you like rapping and shit, you're not fucking telling the songs and shit, like Homecoming, like not that shit, you know. I'm naming shit for Friday Night Lights and shit. So, okay, so, yo, Kawhi. Is this an April Fool's joke, bro? Is this an April Fool's joke? Because I'm not understanding. Nobody's understanding this. You know why? This is like if we see Eminem said, like, oh, this, we'd be like, oh, yeah, because you know you old. And you just, like, tie and, like, whatever. We would never think because M is scared. M can't rap. We just know M is, like, tired. But it's like, you, my nigga, you should say you in your primes, this. You the best rappers. Bro, what are you? You just say you the best rapper. Nigga say, yeah. Do you know the last album you just put out? With the basketball court on fire? Go look at that. I'm not even going to say the name. I want you to go be like, yo, what are you talking about? You made an album with the cover with the basketball hoop on fire. You made KOTD. January 28th. You let Nas down. And you say yo, what Nas say? My nigga, I love you, Cole. This ain't coming from a hater. This is coming from somebody that's like, yo, like, I was gonna say yours is probably the last album I bought, but I think But, Cole, what the fuck, bro? How you gonna apologize? Hopefully this is an April Fool's joke. Hopefully this is, like, and it's gonna look bad if you're in, like, I'm gonna say this, too. This is to everybody. This ain't Cole. Hopefully you're still there, but just listen. I literally think Cole got the phone call. I'm talking to all the J. Cole fans. People who know J. Cole. J. Cole will speak out and shit. When did J. Cole say anything about Nas? Nas is up here. Yeah, we know Kendrick is up. We know Kendrick is good, but it's like, yo, Nas. You made a song. You made a fucking song. If you really felt this way, you didn't even let the fucking mixtapes. That's why I want to fucking crack you in your fucking head. I want to pull you by your fucking dreads and be like, look at you like, yo, my nigga. I just want to say, yo, why you let this shit simmer? Because, like, yo, the shit was good. it was good. It might not have been great or amazing, but it was good knowing that, like, yo, you just put out 12 records, and you're going to put out an album soon, at least by the end of the summer? And then you fucking apologize after saying you're the best rapper? Not number one, uno, number two, no, number four, though. I just want to know why. Did you get the phone call? Oh, yeah, let me go back to what I was saying. Did you get a phone call? Because as a Drake fan, listen to me, fans. If Drake wanted to, if Drake was really serious about this, he would have just made a song apologizing. It's like, yo, I'm done beefing. I'm done rapping. I think J. Cole, or J. Cole just did something. Was that J. Cole out there? J. Cole, you sh. Because I'm still down. I don't care. I want everybody to fucking listen. Everybody to go back and really go back and fucking. Now it's hard to fucking listen to shit. J. Cole was shitting on Drake. I don't care if he said, oh, me looking at Drake. He's still shitting on Drake and Kendrick in First Person Shooter. I said this for day one. I've been saying this since day one. I gotta go find a podcast, go find the tweets. It's out there, bro. He's been shitting on all of them. He's been shitting on everybody saying, like, yo, I'm the best ever. I'm the best rapper. Comparing it as like Hov. Hov ain't never said sorry. Did he say sorry? I don't know. Live? At a fucking. Cole, before we get out of this segment, man, I just want to know why. I just want to know why you apologize. And now, and my only reason that I'm going to say between me and you that I think he apologized for is because his album might be done. I'm going to say this. And it might not be not one diss record or nothing. So he's just trying to get ahead of that. Cole, talk to me. Are you trying to get ahead of what your album is? Are you trying to get ahead of shit before your album come out? So then when your album come out, we're not even expecting you to diss anybody. Or say anything that's like, yeah. Because now we know on your album that comes out, you can't talk about how you the best, nigga. I love you, but I'm your friend. You know, you are the best. It's going to be some controversy. Your album, it's already going to go down to a five. If you say you're the best. If you say anything about you being the best. It's going to go. So as a friend, I'm just saying. You can't have none of the best. You can't be dissing nobody. Like, are you trying to get it? What are you trying to do? Cole, what are you doing, Cole? Are you trying to get ahead of something? This album, because now it's like, yo, you can't talk about how you're the best. This album can't, your album come out, can't have no, you can't directly talk about how you are this and this great when like, yo, who apologized? Nope, let me stop there. Because people do apologize after it's been like a few records. Niggas done seen each other and it's like, yo, you know what? Niggas is done. Niggas is old and shit, blah, blah, and shit like that. Nigga, you 30 what? You about to be 40, okay? Unless you about to get in your 40-year-old bag in this album? What are you about to do? As a fan, come on, man. I'm a fan. I pay attention. You setting niggas up for something. Or you trying to get in front of something. And it sucks to say, hey, I'm going to keep an eye on this. Are you trying to get in front of something? In front of this... that your album's going to be like mid. But I already said that you had another. Okay, what was the last album? I can't even think. Like, I can't even think in the intro because you had me all fucked up and shit. Because you fucking, like, I've been crying all day. For 2 days. I couldn't see the clips either. Matt got booty shaking, which made me kind of smile. Yes. Nah, but Cole, what's up though, man? What are you hiding? What are you doing, Cole? I think you're trying to get in front of something. Which, if your album is do become mid, it doesn't affect me because I do still think you're good. It's just that I know that now you can't diss nobody on this right on your new album. Like, nigga, you can't diss Mad Skills. I only say that because Mad Skills is trying to diss Joe Budden. Like, niggas always trying to talk about Joe Budden just to get clout, just to get traction. Like, oh shit, I need. My attention is low. Nobody doesn't notice me. Let me say something to Joe Budden. And then niggas should just, like, yo, nobody don't know you. Like, what are you doing, Cole? What are you doing? You can't diss nobody. You can't say you're the best. Like, you can't. Nobody apologized in the middle of a fucking round two. Because if anybody want to say, okay, first person shooter mode, and then Kendrick. Wait, you went on round two and you said sorry? Are you saying sorry to the... Let me go watch that shit again. Are you saying sorry to the fans? Niggas say on round... Because everybody said, oh, first person shooter mode... But if we're going to say, I don't give a fuck, if we're saying first person shooter mode, nah, damn, that is kind of... Because first person shooter mode to me, you know me, in battle rap, anybody know me, I'm a battle rap fan, I don't like when you talk about everybody. Talk about the person you're fucking battling. That's what, that's, so, and I love J. Cole, so I'm just saying that. So J. Cole was shooting at Drake and Kendrick. I have to slightly as J. Cole round one. But then it's 1-1 because Kendrick automatic wins round two. You quit. No, Kendrick still got to go, though. Kendrick still might have to go. Because, like, say bet. You rap round one, boom. He raps round one, boom. You rap round two. And then you say, yo, wait, before you go, man, I'm sorry, blah, blah. But if you want to punch me in my mouth, go ahead, punch me in my mouth. I'm going to stay here and take it like a man. Yeah, you're going to sit here through this fucking round, my nigga. Kendrick. I'm sucks to say, but Kendrick, get at that nigga. This is your time to open up. Everybody who thinks that Cole's been shooting at them, shoot back. Drake, your time to shine. That's all I got to say about this Kendrick shit. J. Cole beef. Drake. Yo, do what y'all got to do, man. I'm done. He said he's done. We're done. I said we was done talking about it until... This nigga said sorry. Cole, the fact that... Hopefully you're seeing like, oh, damn, why did I do this dumb shit? The fact that people are... You think people are mad at you for quitting because now we're not getting no music? Because you think people are mad? People are fucking saying like, yo, what the fuck? Oh, yo, call my phone, hit me up. You think... Because people are like, yo, Cole, why you not rapping them? No, we know you're going to rap. Nigga, we know you better than this nigga. This nigga could only win Grammys. Grammys is catered to fucking... Nigga, that nigga ain't the street type nigga. I don't care, I'm saying it. Yeah, that nigga from Compton, okay, cool, great. Sorry, my fault, let me fall back and shit, let me chill. But Cole, when it comes to rapping, that nigga ain't the rapping type nigga, my nigga. You don't fuck it. Alright, I'm done. Alright, Cole, just talk to me, between me and you. This is the bop, you could talk to me, I promise, I love you. We here, this is a safe space. I just need to know, are you trying to get in front of something? Is this album? Are you pulling the Drake on this next album? Andre 3000? Is that why you're saying like, yo, I'm done with the beat? Like, are you not dissing nobody? Is Drake about to be all over this album? And you're just trying to get ahead of something? I guess we just wait and see. Damn, Cole, you really let me down, man. You really let me down, man. I appreciate it, though, man. I think I know what you're doing. I think I know what you got lined up, but we're just going to sit and wait. We're going to sit and wait on that. Let's go. What we got in other music? Let's just run through shit. Okay, I want to... So now since this shit happened, I just want to run through, like... Now I can see the albums that are coming. I know we only had three people. We had Cole, Cardi... And Future. My list can expand it. Yeah, I wrote a fucking list. If I had to look at that. So my list of albums who I got then coming. I think Cardi's coming with an album. Kendrick is coming with an album. I think Cole said he's coming with an album. I think Drake is coming with an album. I think DJ Khaled is coming with an album. I think we know Eminem is coming with an album. And Those three guys, if those three guys come with an album, if those four guys, we know Kendrick, we know Lamar, I mean, we know, and we know Future dropping. Once we know Cole's coming. But if Drake and Kendrick drop, we know M's dropping. I'm telling y'all this, Hov is dropping the project. Oh, he's going to drop like a, he going to, say Hov drop some shit with Rick Ross. I don't know if they're buddies. Yeah, I'm not in the music industry like that, but yeah, that'd be crazy. Those are my list of albums that are coming for sure. I'm telling you this, we know Eminem. We know Eminem, Future. Cardi look like she's coming, or she just throwing out like some fucking single. She might just end up doing some not deleting later shit. Who fucking knows? But yeah, yes. We know M's dropping. We know Cole's dropping. If Drake and Kendrick drop, I think Hov would drop something. Cause like I still say Eminem, oh my fucking God. I've been saying this for 2 weeks. Eminem is gonna address them saying like y'all the number three niggas. Now with this nigga apologizes, we're like, a lot of people have called you number one and shit. Like, I was like, obviously I have Eminem over Jay-Z. Clearly, like, sorry. Cool, great. And Jay-Z wouldn't be at number two. Cool, great. But Cole right there about to kick. I don't even know. Now you gotta go back down my list, bro. But I still love you. You know what I mean? When niggas say anybody else's name, it's like, no, that nigga's way better. But those are my albums that I think that are coming. Look out for those. I want to apologize to all the rappers and celebrities that like to smoke weed and then like and still like to go visit the kids and support and do handouts and support the community. Sexy Red done fucked it up. I know this is old news, but I'm just saying she fucked it up for y'all. And I just want to say this. We're just going to skim over. We're not even going to be here for too long because I just want to know how you mad at that. I think they just wanted to say the weed part, but did y'all see her outfit? That shit looked it. Nice. Nice. But you come in and smell like weed, you got your titties out, ass out. And then you made that commotion. Fuck it. I wonder if the kids was like, yo, we're skipping this fucking school. We're out of here. Fuck English class. Sexy Red's outside. And the crazy thing is, I think that was like a middle school. I don't even think they was high schoolers. So it's like, ah. So I can understand that. And Sexy Red, you can't be mad. Like, okay, if these was teenagers, like, you seen like kids like 15 and above. I don't know, man. I don't know. It looked like it was a fucking, like a bunch of eighth graders and shit. I don't even think it was like ninth grade, like a high schoolers and shit. But still in all, like, come on, just be respectful and stuff like that, man. Don't show up smell like a pound of weed and shit. Like, come on, you got to, come on. Titties out. It's probably because the titties out and shit. Was it a white principal? We got to look at that. It probably, no. First of all, was it a girl superintendent and shit like that? You know? You know if there was a nigga principal, he would have been right there with you. Ah, yeah. No, let me stop. But, yeah, Sexy Red, come on, man. You can't be mad at that. You can't be mad at that. And you kind of fucked it up for like, yo, niggas be seeing Snoop Dogg come on blazing. And I'm like, yo, I know this nigga smell like weed, but he probably don't. But it's like, yo, why you didn't? Just be more respectful, y'all, because you might have fucked up for a lot of, like, people who goes in the community and go whatever. And you know niggas going to light up before we go see these kids. Even though we're not trying to, like, we just going to, nigga, we just need to be high and shit before we go. But it's like, yo, now you kind of like, so you tell me I got a smoke bomb. Like, obviously, okay, yeah, cool. But, nigga, I want to smoke, boom, get out the car and go. We've been doing this for years now. I wonder what city was she with in. Too. But, come on. Come on, Sexy Red. Come on. Sexy Red, you too sexy for that, baby. That's all I got for you on that. I just seen that going around. And I know it's kind of old news, but I just want to say. I started being like, nah, your titties was out. Like, literally, titties was out, ass out, titties out. Speaking of fucking titties out, fucking Meg looking good as usual at the Lakers game. You know, they always gotta shout her. I know I was right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, you didn't see my tweet. Some of y'all don't know. No, this ain't gonna be, no, it ain't between me and you. This is between everybody. The whole world knows this. I posted this on my Twitter. The last time we seen Meg cover, you couldn't see a cleavage or a thigh bone or an ankle. She was around Tory going to court. Now, okay, no, I don't care. I'm just saying. Name a time when you was like, yo, you ain't never seen a cleavage or ass. Even when you be seeing Nicki Minaj and stuff doing her fucking live and stuff, she still got her shit on. I'm just something I noticed out of the girls, the top girls, we pay attention to. All right, just say it, just something I noticed. And we gonna always rely when Meg drops, right? She always got a challenge. Gotta love her. She definitely helped the timeline because with the fucking half of the people couldn't see the solo eclipse, everybody crying about fucking J. Cole. There's fucking no NBA on Monday. No NBA because the final, because the UConn championship, shout out to them for winning. We get to that later. But it's like, thank yo, man. Thank God for you because there was just, oh shit. Oh shit, wow, you shaking ass up, man. That, but yeah, shout out to Meg. Shout out to the Locks. You know, tour coming. Let's go. They got a lot of cities too. I love it. I don't have the shit right here, but off the top of my head, okay, I seen like four rows. Was it four rows? One, two, could have been four rows. Damn near. They're going at least over like 15, 20 places and shit around the fucking United States, which is pretty cool. The closest they're coming to me is Rochester, Philly, or New York City. Or I think they're going somewhere in Boston or Connecticut or whatever. I think I might want to go to the Boston, Connecticut one because I know they probably have Millie's come out and probably do like a song or two or some shit. Probably have them open up. If they go out there, that'd be great. But damn, I kind of want to go to this tour. But then the ones, like he's not... Yeah. That's why another reason why I wrote this shit down too. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Yeah, because I just got to that. I know I just cut myself off when I was saying something, but yeah, that's what I want to get to. How y'all damn near in the middle, not even ending your tour, Locks? No, we're fucking talking about this because I don't think, nigga, what? D Block. In ninth grade, I was in D Block. So yeah, I was D Block. I was basically Young Hood. I mean, yeah. Was it Young Hood? Yeah, Hood. Young Jock. No, Young Jock. J Hood. That's who I was. What kind of? Even though I was like D Nice, but whatever. I was D Nice, but all right, that's a whole nother story and shit. Trust me, I'm a Locks. I'm a D Block guy. So I'm gonna be real. I ain't see nobody say this, but I'm gonna say, bro, you're not even starting and ending your tour in New York, in the New York area. What the fuck is this, nigga? You knew, nigga, what? Then you start your shit out there in fucking Arkansas, and then going to the West Coast, and then coming to Texas. You won't be back on the East Coast until like fucking August. I think the tour starts in like May. Bro, you won't be in the fucking East Coast until like August. And then you're going right back out down south. Yeah, because I know Philly is like August 11th. And then when I seen like the New York went to September. He might be close to ending it in New York, but I don't think it ends in New York. Like, I don't think the last three shows are in New York. I could be wrong, but between me and you. That's why it's between me and you. But still, I think you're supposed to do at least one show in New York and then fucking go. You know, you got to start off the tour home, nigga. All right, whatever. All right, that's my music take for the week. That's all I got on the music. I know it's been a lot. I know it's a lot of sobbing about fucking J. Cole's, whatever shit. This is going to be a typical podcast. You already know. Yes, I already know. WrestleMania happened. We didn't forget about that. You know, that's the only thing that made me happy. And then every time I went to commercial, I just fucking cold. No, actually, I didn't even get to watch. No, yeah, I didn't even get to watch WrestleMania Day 2. But we about to get into that. Let's go. WrestleMania. Hold on, that was kind of loud, right? WrestleMania. I was hyped. I watched. I'm just going to say this. We're going to get into sports. This is the sports take part of the show. Yeah. I watched wrestling Friday, Saturday. I went to the movies on Sunday. I went to see that Omen movie. Now, Omen movie's kind of good. I need to watch it again to kind of learn some kind of pieces because the person I went was talking to me and then they were trying to get their input on like what they think is going on, boom, boom. And I'm like, yo, just hold that shit, bro. Just, I like, because then I'm trying to tell you my shit and then you're like going back and forth with what I kind of think and I'm just letting you talk and then we're still trying to pay attention to the movie. It's like, I don't know if I'm going to moves with you again, but I went to go see WWE. Watch WrestleMania. I watched SmackDown Friday too. I only watched SmackDown, but we already talked about that. If you're new here, if you're not new here, go check out one of my playlists, the Sports Podcast. I went, man, what is it? IDK Sports Show. You know that's coming back this fall. You know because we're mainly on football, but we're gonna try to, you know. Once football season's over, it's just over. Sorry. We're not doing basketball. I'm sorry, guys. But with that being said, WrestleMania was fucking fun. I fucking loved it. Fell asleep near ending. That shit was mad long. I thought she was gonna end at 10. And I had to work. She was tired. I had to work that night too. That's why I was tired. But nah. I watched the whole thing. Great fucking matches. The tag team match for the Raw and Smack. The people who I thought that wasn't going to win, fucking won. The truth, really, like this dude ain't never done, like. Get this, dude. Because I thought it was going to be like throw out, but I knew how like wrestling works. So I was like, they ain't going to come close to winning. They ain't even going to let them nowhere near win. Like the, who's the dude that do the podcast and shit? Gray. And then you got the one dude who slapped the rocks. He always come out in his underwears and shit. The two white boys that won. Like, I just been getting the wrestling. I don't know niggas' names and shit. And then the Truth and Miz won, right? This nigga ain't never won a match. This nigga's doing dumb shit the whole time. This shit had me rolling, laughing. Like, I fucking enjoyed it. The girl match was great. We already knew who was going to win that and stuff. It was like, I just watched it. I didn't pay for it. Niggas, no, we don't pay for special events. Between me and you. Great event, man. Fucking loved it. I don't know where to watch. I don't know where to watch Raw at, so I couldn't watch it. But I know Philly fans was probably fucking having a blast at the time. They got WrestleMania for 2 days, and they got Raw on Monday. That was probably great for them and stuff, man. Like I'm back being a wrestling fan because it's like I'm gonna tell you, I got a story. Like okay, so day two, I watched the highlights. Okay, so I can't even tell you all. Day two, I watched the highlights. You kind of knew Logan Paul wasn't going to lose at WrestleMania, but he will lose that belt some other time. Day two, because like I said, I watched the highlights. The first fight of that day two should have never been the first fight. That should never been the first fight. Oh yeah, I forgot. Undertaker came out. John Cena came out on day one. Oh my god, yo, my throat just got because. I was literally screaming, man. Oh my God. I'm like, this is my childhood. Because John Cena and Rock only fought one time. Rock and Undertaker never really fought. I don't know if they really fought, but I don't remember because all I know is like I don't really remember. And plus, like, I was poor, nigga. I didn't have cable all the time. But and then like if I did have cable, it's not like I just watch wrestling. Wrestling was on. We was like, oh yeah, watch wrestling. Niggas bought the action figures and all that shit. You know, but the J Brothers fought. I didn't even know who was who and shit. That shit's still confusing. Whatever, cool. But I knew Logan Paul was going to win on day two. Lose his thing. That first fight should have never been the first fight. The girl match, I knew she was going to win there because they've been fucking, what's her fucking, Bailey? Is her name Bailey or some shit like that? They've been fucking her over, and then she finally beat those fucking girls and shit. It's like, yeah, because I've been watching her, so they've been fucking her up. I'm like, yeah, cool, great. What else on day two? Shout out to iSpeed, that's what's up, and he just signed with Prime. That's a good thing they got going. It's looking good because they got the kids with that and shit. It's good. It's gonna be good. Like, I don't watch them, but I pay attention. So it's gonna be good to see how iSpeed implement Prime into his streams and stuff. Because now it's like, yo, you're a partner. Your ship. He doesn't even have to. He's probably just like, yo, here goes 10% of all my money. Just put that shit into that. Boom. Give me my 15-20%. Boom. Bye bye. Hey, this is business. Shout out to him. But, so then we knew, like, okay, I just want to say, because I don't want everybody to be, oh, no, because you've been listening to everybody else. It's me. It's Bull. Niggas know I'm a good, I could put pieces together. Once people told me, like, oh, Roman Reigns didn't have this, blah, blah, this guy, Cody, blah, blah, and I'm like, who the fuck is Cody? They'd be like, yo, no, the white dude with the American thing, who the fuck is that? There's like, yo, Stardust, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember Stardust. Like, yeah, he reinvented himself, blah. Yeah, the nigga who's trash never did anything. Yeah, like, he never won, never, like, really had, did anything, like, not, like, won a belt. He won a belt before, but, like, never, like, had, like, the championship belt or some shit like that. And I'm just like, this dude is fucking, and then when everybody's telling me, like, everything has happened, like, I'm talking about a long time ago, like, in September. I was like, oh, yeah, this dude's gonna lose to somebody, especially The Rock coming back. He's gonna... The next time he has to fight for that belt, he's going to lose that belt. You know? Like, and then, like, the story could come as, like, it was just, like, a guarantee that nigga's going to lose that belt. He was going to lose that belt. I'll tell you this. Niggas was watching that fight wrestling. We seen a lot of celebrities there. I wonder what their take is. Like, we know Drewski, Meek, 2 Chainz. I know iSpeed and them was there. He was in there, like, celebrities like that. I want to know, like, their reaction to, like, how that stuff felt, like, right there. Because, like, yo, yeah, okay, wrestling's fake because we know who's going to win. That fighting is not, bro, what the fuck? Rock old ass, no, bro, no. No, because now I want niggas to be saying, oh, Rock could do it, I could do it. No, nigga. No. That shit looked like it hurt. Yo, the ladder match. Yo, who? Okay, I'm going all over this place with wrestling and stuff. But okay, I just want to say this. And then I'm gonna get to what I think is going to happen. Allison Rose on SmackDown on Friday night. When it was the Andre the Giant Award Rumble, right? Now it was like 3 niggas left. It was 2 fat niggas. Remember they did the fucking belly flop flash in the middle of the ring, right? Boom. And there was that one small Chinese skinny kid, right? There was a fat nigga outside the ring, right? Please go back and watch the SmackDown that just happened. I swear to God. There was a little nigga about my size. The big nigga picked him up, right? Threw him at the dude on the outside. Yo, I've been telling this story all week. I don't care. I'm telling this shit on the podcast. I don't give a fuck. Little nigga like mine, so I swear to God, I'm like, yo, look, no, I'm telling you, this nigga's injured. I swear to God. Little nigga my size, this nigga picked him up, threw him at the dude. You know how you throw him at and like, nigga fall? Yo, this nigga fall. They got injured. I'm about to start crying. Bro, they got, the guy was injured. He threw the nigga fucked up. He threw him at his neck. And the way the nigga just fell to the ground, but the thing, the wall was right there. So, like, you know, like the thing, like when you get outside the ring, though, and it's like where the crowd's at. So, like the thing. So he caught the guy on his neck. He fell back. Like, I think the nigga who caught him smacked his. Yo, in the whole time when they was wrestling, those other refs was outside the ring trying to take care of these niggas, because I'm telling you, I think them niggas was hurt, bro. People was like, yo, bro, I keep telling everybody, yo, look, go back and look at that match. I don't have rewind or none of that shit. I don't know what Hulu or what episode that shit was. But SmackDown that happened April 5th or some shit. The Andre the Giant Rumble fight. Watch that shit. The little nigga watching it and nigga get thrown out. I swear to God, I think that nigga hurt himself. Swear to God. But move right along. What I think is going to happen moving forward in wrestling. And the one thing I love about wrestling, it doesn't need to be these pay-per-view events for them to lose their belts. So, the women's championship, one of those black girls is going to win it soon, by the end of this year. Cody Rhodes, you know that Cody Rhodes will hold the belt for 1 year. Literally 1 year. That's it. That's it. And that's all I got so far, because you know me, I don't really be paying attention to wrestling and shit like that. But what else we got? NBA, niggas was upset about NBA, that there was no NBA yesterday on Monday, which was kind of sad, but we did get UConn. Iowa did lose. Now, I do want to say this. I'm not the biggest. But Caitlin Clark might. What if Caitlin Clark never wins a fucking championship? She might have won one in high school, but fuck that shit. What if she doesn't win one in college? She didn't win one in college because now she's most likely going to the WNBA or going whatever. She goes to the WNBA. What if she never wins a championship? Yeah, you could be the good scorer in this and this and that, MVP of the league. We could possibly see her being the MVP of the league if she's out there averaging fucking 40 points a game, 35 points a game and shit, but the team is not getting there, whatever. What if she doesn't win a championship? I don't know nothing about college, but ish, because people say, oh, she's like the greatest male, she's like the greatest female, she's like this. Okay, so let's group all the basketball players together. If she's the greatest person, greatest college player that has never won the championship, how many of those people went on to be championship? I don't fucking know, so I don't know. Move right along. NBL. MLB. Niggas like, yo, what the fuck you talking about MLB? Yeah, nigga, Red Sox looking good. Nigga, fuck you talking about? Don't worry, we're gonna. I'm gonna try to change the theme next time. I'm gonna get some Red Sox shit. I don't think I have no more Red Sox hats. Yeah, because we was trash for like 2 years. And it's only the beginning of the season. We only 7-3. So, niggas still got like, niggas could still be like, 7-100. No, what? I'm not even gonna talk about my team because I remember what happens. Bulls. I don't know. We about to make the point, but that's what that we're not. Fucking yeah, right now, man. We're gonna get to that, man. We're gonna see what's happening. The playoffs is coming. Hopefully, the Bulls are in the play-in. Hopefully, we're in the top play-in. So hopefully, we're in the play-in to the point we only gotta play the one. We only gonna play one time, you know, and then we're in the playoffs. Like hopefully, we don't have to play two times. Milwaukee, looking bad. But I'm MLB. I just want to get to this. I'm talking about sports right now because I just want to talk about MLB because I got MLB and FanDuel. How did you know? There's something. Okay, if you're a part of my life, I know you might be listening. You might be here from day one, so you might still know this. But it's like, why is me? Like, why does this happen to me? Like, how do you know? That means, like, damn, something happened to Bull. How did they know? They knew Bull. What they knew Bull. That's what when I say, like, yo, how did they know? I need y'all to say, damn, Bull, what they do to you now? Bro, I started betting on FanDuel and baseball. Like, fuck it. Let me just see something. Let me see something. Boom, lost one. Got close. Right, because Aaron Judge went 0-2 those 2 days, right? Remember those 2 days? Right? First game of the season, boom. Oh, he didn't hit nothing. So that slip lost. Then the second day, boom. And I'm like, no, he's definitely got to hit something. Boom. So that slip lost. Started winning. Started hitting on FanDuel from baseball. Why are you not happy, bro? Nigga, I just started losing. I lost everything I bet.
Niggas is broke right now. I need y'all to like and subscribe to the channel. I'm just joking. Yo, FanDuel, how did y'all know though? Y'all like, oh yeah, this dude ain't never bet on baseball. Let's just try to help him win something. Then he feels like, oh, now he can start betting. Because I was betting like 50 cents, a dollar, winning 40, 50, 30. Started betting. Then I started betting $3, $3, $3, $3, $3, $3, $3, $3. And then pairing baseball with basketball and shit like that. Like, I'm done. I'm just done. I'm done with FanDuel. I'm done with FanDuel until the playoffs start. I'm not betting on baseball. I'm going to bet on baseball one more time because I think I'm doing good. But now with baseball, I'm only betting on baseball when I get paid in. That's it.
Niggas like, what? You got a job?
Yeah, nigga, I got a job. When I get paid and I feel like, oh, shit, I'm just chilling. Oh, I got to think about it. It's not like, oh, yeah, when I get paid, I'm going straight to the bet. No, I don't think like that. But it's like, if I'm chilling, it's like, oh, yeah, I did get paid this week. Oh, yeah, let me do something on baseball. Let me figure something out. But I'm never just like, nah, fuck that. Fuck that shit, because I don't know, man. I don't know nothing about it. I'm black. I don't know. I just know my team. I don't even know them. I don't even know nobody on that team. It's Pajoyous. Nah, let me stop. NFL. Oh, NFL. Let's get into this, and we could get out of here. We don't want to be here for too long, man. You know I miss y'all. It's the bot between me and you. I want to get into my football NFL. I know it's early, you know, but I already put this bet in. I picked six or seven teams of what I think their record's going to be at the end of the season. I mean, no, my fault. Don't. I don't even want to look at this. Wait, we lost that bet? The Washington Wizards didn't win 20 games, bro. So I had, in the beginning of the season, I had Washington Wizards winning 20 games, Denver Nuggets winning 55 games, Celtics winning 50 games, Milwaukee winning 50 games, Dallas winning 40 games, and Chicago Bulls winning 40 games. That was like $4 for $100. Bro! We didn't get that. They didn't win 20 games. Washington Wizards didn't win 20 fucking games. What the fuck? Almost put them for 25, too. Okay, that ticket's dead. All right, so my football list. So I got... Oh, that's what I did. I picked the teams who I think is going to win the conference. All right? It's already set in stone. I might do another one later when it gets closer to the season. But this is who I think is going to win the conference. I got San Francisco winning their conference. Division, my fault. I got Detroit winning their division. I got the Falcons winning their division. I got the Eagles winning their division. I got Kansas City winning their division. Here goes the tricky part. I got the Browns winning their division. I got the Houston Texans winning their division. I know I'm being mad loud, my fault. And then last but not least, I have the New York Jets winning the division. Patriots, I don't know what we're doing, man. You know me, I hate picking against my team. But hopefully me picking against my team means we're going to win. But that's why I got winning the divisions and stuff. Hopefully that works. That is, right now, I tell you this, 25 cents. For $245. And that could happen. That could happen. That could happen. That's it. That's all I'm going to give y'all, man. That's all I'm going to give y'all, man. This is the bot between me and you. I know my sports tape was a little over there. I've been saying, yo, WrestleMania, boy, I enjoyed it. I fucking loved it. Like, I'm back into wrestling, but the only thing is, I just be watching wrestling Friday nights. Like, I don't know where, like, because I could watch wrestling, because SmackDown comes on, like, poor people cable TV. Yes, I still get those. I get some weird games and shit. I got a Roku TV. I get fucking whatever. I don't know. But yeah, man. Great fucking weekend, especially with wrestling. And then we get the fucking solar eclipse. And then we get Meg booty shaking on the timeline.
But I thank you, man. I appreciate everybody for fucking with the bull. You already know, man. It's the bot between me and you, episode 172. I want everybody, before they go, to stay aware. Stay alert. I don't know if y'all follow CNN. But before y'all get out here, if you always tell people, if you don't have a Twitter and you like I know people like, I follow this on TikTok. Go to Twitter and just follow people. If you just like sports, go on, get download Twitter, follow everything about sports, follow everything about nature, follow everything about fucking Pokemon. Just follow anything about battle rap. Like, follow anything. Well, I just want to say, did anybody see what CNN tweeted? Breaking news tweeted. Iran is planning on attacking U.S. and U.S. is getting prepared. Did anybody see that tweet? Nobody seen that tweet. Okay. I might have to put it up on the screen then. Maybe. Everybody just stay aware, man. Stay aware. Stay aware. Be alert out there. Shit's crazy out there. Shit's getting funny out there, man. Shit's getting funny. Shit's snowing in April. Niggas is not being able to see their eclipse. Eclipse is happening. It's fucking snowing in springtime. If you live in upstate New York, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Shit's looking weird. Shit's looking weird. And I want to say this before I go. I am Young Bull. I appreciate you. Just please like the fucking video. Damn. And that's it is, folks. Wait, what's that Louis thing? That is, folks. It's the bot between me and you, man. Episode 172. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of your fucking day, man. Cole, talk to me. Come fucking talk to me.
Talk to me, Cole. Don't quit. Go. No.